gentlemen, I am Tony Schimmel, and welcome to Road Trip After Hours. Please welcome your hosts, Mac Davis and WWE Hall of Famer, Penny Long.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Road Trip After Hours. I'm your host, Mac Davis, and my co-host, right here with me as he is every single week, WWE Hall of Famer, Teddy Long. Hey, Teddy.
Hey, what's going on, Maxter?
Not much, man. We got some bad news that came down today. Lanny Poffo has passed away. Did you get to work with Lanny at all, Teddy?
No, I didn't. I met him a couple of times, but I never did get a chance to work with him.
You know, I kept up with him only through Facebook mainly, and I knew that he had moved. I thought he went out of the country for a while, and in Ecuador, I believe it was. But Lanny would come on my page all the time and leave comments and messages over about certain things he'd see. And so Lanny, while I didn't know him personally, I knew him through Facebook. He seemed like a nice enough guy, and I hate to hear the news that he passed away.
Yeah. I seen something about that a few minutes ago. I was just going through my social media, and I wanted to get back to it because I'm like, I didn't want to believe it, but now since you just mentioned that, then I guess it is true.
Well, yeah, I wasn't sure that I believed it when I first saw it come out earlier, and this has only been several hours since this has come out at the time of this recording. And when I first heard it, I was like, No, that's not right, because he had left a message just last night. So I'm like, no, he just left a message on an image just last night, so there's no way that's true. It was. He was in New York. He had a heart attack. If I understand correctly, that is what got him, was just a heart attack.
Wow.
So bad news, and I hate to hear it, but at least he's back home with his family now, his entire family, and he can rest in peace, because I know for a long time he wanted to be with his family. That's all he wanted to really do.
Yeah.
Teddy, you had mentioned that last time that you went to WWE that there were a couple of projects that you were involved in. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of those projects that are going on that you have working with them?
Well, only was just a couple of them. They're doing a documentary on Mark Henry. And, you know, at that one point in time, you know, I did manage Mark Henry. Also, when I first went to the WWF in 1998, Mark Henry and D'Lo Brown were the guys that I had the opportunity to ride with. So I've known Mark a long time, and Mark has, you know, helped me out a lot, and I've helped Mark out a lot. So they wanted me to be a part of that documentary. Also, there's, I guess, some type of show that they're going to start doing. It's called Totally Awesome or This Is Awesome. One of them, I may not be giving the right name, but I know it has something to do with This Is Awesome or Totally Awesome. And they had me, they interviewed me to ask some questions about some of the old school stuff, like back in the day in the Attitude Era. And so those two projects I'm involved in, and, you know, just happy, you know, that, you know, I could be there.
Were you still in the WWE at the time? Because I don't know when the time frame is here, but Mark Henry, when he gave his fake retirement speech, were you still there at that time?
Yeah, when he had the pink jacket on.
Look here, I thought he was dead serious. That if Mark Henry, you know, if there's one thing I can remember about Mark Henry more than anything else is when he gave that speech, boy, he had me hook, line, and sinker. And I'm sure he had even, were the guys in the back made aware of what he was doing, or were they actually thinking he was retiring?
No, everybody thought he was retiring. See, when stuff like that, you know, Vince makes sure you don't even tell the boy, you don't tell nobody. Because Vince wants to see that expression, you know, because if you believe something, let me see how you really look, how you know, and that's when it's real. And so, yeah, Mark did a great job with that.
Yeah, that I just remember, boy, he pulled the wool over everybody's eyes. I was like, wow, did not see that coming whatsoever. Yeah. I sent you a graphic earlier today. Did you get a chance to see that?
Yeah, with SmackDown and different things on it, yeah.
Yeah, a friend of ours from Sports Kita had sent that over to me. He was playing a game, and that comes up, and on the game, you actually rank higher in strength and power-wise than the Great Khali. I can't laugh too much because it hurts.
Who invented that game?
I don't know, but it's a WWE product, though. And it's it shows the great Khali with an overall power percentage of 83%. You even do better than Mark Henry.
Well,
somebody was smoking the Ric Flair drip when they did this. Overall, the only person that had you beat, Teddy, was Vince McMahon.
Well, I'll accept that.
I figured you probably would. Hey, look, before we go into our question segment, which is always the popular part, we've got a lot of questions. I do want to take a minute and talk about the fact that we will be at SICW, the Big Fan Fest and the Hall of Fame that's coming up at the Aviator Hotel and Ballroom in St. Louis, Missouri. That's on May 13th. It's a Saturday from 10 to 6. And I just wanted to give you a list of some of these names because I know you've heard us talking about it for a couple weeks now. And I'm going to give you an idea of some of the names that are on this card. And this is not all of these people. It's just a handful of them. You ready? Here we go. Gerald Briscoe, JBL, Jimmy Hart, Tugboat or the Shockmaster, The Million Dollar Man, Tara, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Enzo, Earl Hebner, J.J. Dillon, Cowboy Bob Orton, Bushwhacker Luke, who else we got here? Virgil, the Brooklyn Brawler, Stan Hansen, and a whole lot more. This is going to be a hell of a damn fan fest. Folks, you got to make plans to be there.
Well, the thing about this is you're doing it in St. Louis, Missouri. You know, and back in the day, you know, St. Louis was one of the capitals of, you know, cities of professional wrestling.
Oh, wrestling at the Chase?
Yeah, the Chase and the Kiel Auditorium right there. Yeah. So I had a chance to work in the Kiel Auditorium and speak about Bob Orton, and I had a chance to work with him right there in that very building.
Really?
So, and like I said, nothing like this has ever, you know, been done in St. Louis, you know, and it's just wrestling was really great there, and it hasn't been there in a long, long time. And I think the fans there are looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to being a part of it and to being there because I know that this is going to be one, you know, one great event.
Oh, yeah. Again, that's on Saturday, May 13th. Go by SICW. Just find them on Facebook or anywhere else and look up the information. Get your tickets now. Just based on the card that I'm seeing right now. And there is a big match that'll take place that night. We'll tell you more about that as we get closer as well. But there's a lot of events taking place around this, and you just want to make sure that you're there to be a part of it because not only are those names going to be there, but Teddy and I will be there as well. So you'll see us there.
And also the thing is, too, they're going to be inducting a lot of the guys into that Hall of Fame there. It's going to be a big Hall of Fame induction there, a big Hall of Fame ceremony, so that's going to be great. And Herb Sims and Nick Ridnour are the two guys that are putting this together. And we also talked to Nick earlier on our broadcast, on our after-hour show, and as we get closer, we're going to be talking to Herb Sims, you know, so he can keep us updated and let us know exactly what's really going to be going on. So this is going to be really an outstanding event.
It will be. Teddy, what's that shirt you have on? I like this shirt. I can't tell what all it says, but...
One of the Japan guys gave me this.
Okay, G1. Okay, it was the G1 Climax. Okay, I knew it looked really cool. I was like, I like the style that it is right there. All right, Teddy, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Ask Teddy next.
We apologize for interrupting Days of Our Lives, but we're here to bring you a very special message.
Time slips through my hand like a hot buttery. Time slips through my hand like a hot buttery sausage.
Oh, you're just being modest. 2020 has been the year of make-believe.
Our country is more divided than it's ever been.
Protests, riots,
a pandemic sweeping our nation causing mass destruction.
Insurance has gone through the roof.
And families can barely agree on anything these days.
We're here to bring you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that could change your life forever.
Forever.
Now let me help you for a minute. Think back with me. Don't you remember when they put you in that home?
What about the time you made turkey and they brought home pizza?
What about when your little niece came in the house with Post-it notes and tried to mark all the things she was gonna take when you croak?
Your 47th birthday, nobody called.
Mother's Day, you know who called? Your grocer. Your grocer, and not any of your sons.
How about that time your son stole $49 from your purse?
Unacceptable. You gotta put us in your will.
We've talked to our lawyers, and what we're telling you right now isn't breaking a single law.
Yeah, we're completely allowed to suggest that you legally make a sound decision to go change the documents and leave everything to us.
We will never miss a Valentine's Day, a birthday party. Hell, we'll call just to say hello.
I'm going to rescind what he said. We're not going to contact you at all, but you leave everything to us and you don't have to tell anyone. At the end of the day, don't you want everything you've worked for to go to something more revolutionary than your dirty sister's crack habit?
You know, if you leave it to your children, just think about what could happen.
You know, Donna already has a bit of a problem, and I'm sure a big lump settlement would only send her over the edge.
What about Willie's gambling problem?
Imagine the amount of scratch-offs he could lose.
Listen, for a bonus fee, we'll even show up to your funeral.
I can't promise we're going to do a eulogy or anything, but we'll show up and make sure there's snacks.
And we will have merchandise set up in the back.
Yeah, get a signed picture, you know, maybe do a photo with the group. It's $30 if you want to get one of us, and $60 for the combination. But once we have everything, we'll be able to move forward with bigger plans. We're not going to die anytime soon.
Stop what you're doing right now, pick up the phone, and call. We're ready to sign.
We'll send you all our legal information so the documents are binding, and then when you finally peacefully disappear into whatever afterlife may come, we'll have everything and make sure that your legacy lives on with frivolous ideas and silly overproduced props and purchases.
Don't forget, we do our own cremations.
Wait, we do?
It's brand new.
I thought that was a pizza oven.
All right, Teddy, it's that time for Ask Teddy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready, Teddy?
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day. Mailman, mailman, mail today. Reach right in and pull one out. Those letters. I love those letters. Let's find out what you've got to say.
Oh, boy.
Mailman, mail today.
Number one, Teddy. Robert in Twitterland asks, as general manager, this is kind of a going to have to pay attention to this one. I just remembered it. As the general manager of SmackDown, you're given the chance to stack your roster with anybody from past or present, any organization. Who is your top babyface?
Who would be my top babyface? Golly, I guess I'd have to go with The Rock.
The Rock, okay. Who was your top heel?
Kane.
A good one. Tag team, top tag team. For you, for your roster.
I'd say Rodney Mack and Mark Henry.
Wow, okay. Women's champion.
Jazz.
Now, you get to add five more people to finish out your roster. Who are they?
Man, let's see. CM Punk. Nick Aldis.
Yes.
Well, they want somebody from in the past, right?
But you could be anybody. Just anybody you choose.
Okay, well, Nick Aldis. Jey Uso.
Good one.
Sami Zayn.
Even better one. Yeah. Very good. That's very cool. That's a good roster, too. I like when they bring in those kind of questions because just doing the fantasy booking is always kind of fun, especially when you can say, man, if I just had all these guys on my show, this show would have been killer. All right. Let's see. Our second question comes from Shanna from Indiana, who writes, love you guys. You can tell you actually get along and it feels real. Plus, the show moves quick and it's fun to listen to, unless I screw up the words.
Well,
how long have you two
much.
Been working together? That's her question.
Oh, golly. Me and Mac have known each other, I guess, 6-7 years.
Yeah.
I imagine it's been
Even longer than that when it comes down to just wrestling and, you know, hey, how you doing, that kind of stuff. But when it comes to working together, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, but I think we've been working together for the last maybe 2 or 3 years. We got together, right, I guess, when IWN got started, which I guess that's been over a year ago or two years ago. But about 3 years, we've been working together.
Yeah, I think we first made contact more as a, you know, sit down and talk kind of thing back when Face to Face was running. And I came up there and had a chance to sit down and talk with you up at Face to Face. All right, Kirkland from Florida. By the way, love the name. I don't know if it's male or female, but Kirkland is a unique name. I like it. From Florida, she writes, or he writes, when doing a show like WWE Raw or SmackDown, do you get to leave right after you're part of the show, or do you have to stick around?
Well, you have to stick around. You know, it ain't about going out there and taking off. You know what I mean? You need to stick around because something could happen. There's a live TV show here. Something could happen, which you might have to call and go back out when you weren't supposed to go. I've had that to happen to me one time. I thought I was finished. Didn't leave, you know, but I got undressed, got my suit off and everything, and started to sit down to watch the rest of the show. And next thing I know, they're yelling for me. I had to run out and do something. So now I got to run and get that suit back on and get ready to go. So I learned then, don't ever get undressed.
Well, Vince was famous for changing plans on the fly anyhow. So, I mean, he could change the end of the, you know, the entire show, with the, you know, the main event at the last second and still need you out there, right?
Well, exactly. So I learned, that was my learning experience then. From then on, I never did get undressed till the end of the night.
All right. Mark in New Mexico asked, the night Vince's limo blew up, how was that done?
I have no idea how it was done. That's some stuff, you know, they really don't let everybody know. So I didn't worry about how it was done. I just liked how everything came off.
Yeah, I like the way he came down the corridor and he passed you in the corridor and you kept looking. Again, we go back to certain people just jump out on the screen and Teddy Long's face jumps out on that screen because you gave it. You're like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, that's what I was playing to you the other day. You know, you can sell with facials. You know, I learned that from Vince McMahon. Vince told me one time, he said, this is your money right here. So, you know, a lot of times you don't have to talk. You can give a facial expression and maybe make more sense than if you even said anything.
Oh, not to date myself, but people like Johnny Carson and David Letterman were great at facial expressions for telling a joke. It made the joke 10 times better just from that expression.
Right. And Michael Hayes gave me that compliment one time, you know, about the facials. You know, he told me, see, I think I did some, and he said, see that right there, just a little bit right there. That's all you need.
All right. This next one, Teddy. Maybe you'll remember this. I'm not quite sure. All right. The writer is VKM, which I don't think we really believe that's who it is. But he asked, Teddy Long. No, I'm sorry. It states, Teddy Long, you owe these people an answer why you double-crossed The Undertaker. Do you have any idea what that's referring to?
Yeah, well, VKM, I guess he's trying to say Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Yeah. I didn't cross The Undertaker, okay? I just got caught in the middle of The Undertaker and CM Punk.
I thought Vince said that you did.
Well, yeah, I know he did. He also said I didn't take care of his picture, too, and I tried my best to take care of it. So I didn't cross The Undertaker.
So you're saying that Vince is wrong?
Yeah, I'm saying he's wrong because I didn't do it.
What is the meaning? What is the meaning of this? What's the matter with you, Teddy? You've been to hell?
No, sir.
You messed with me? I'll make hell look like Sunday school.
But sir, you...
No. You just holla. You just holla.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Football season's almost over, and the NFL's version of WrestleMania, the Super Bowl, is just around the corner. Kansas City Chiefs or Philadelphia Eagles?
Kansas City Chiefs for me.
Really? I'm the same way. That's Philadelphia, great team, but I got a feeling Kansas City is going to take it this time around. This is going to be the Super Bowl for Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, I'm not taking nothing away from the Eagles, brother. They're a hell of a football team, you know. I'm just, you know, and basically I'm voting for Kansas City, but I'm also going to have my fingers crossed.
Okay. All right, let's see. We got time. We got time for one more? Okay, we got time for one more. Here we go. Benjamin from Facebook asks, would you like to see Doom ever enter the Hall of Fame?
Yes, I would. I thought that they probably would have been in there, you know, by now, you know. But like I said, that's, you know, there's still a possibility. Yeah, I'd definitely like to see, especially, you know, we'd give honor to our brother Butch Reed. You know what I mean? I know if he was alive today, he would really love to be a part of the Hall of Fame. So hopefully, you know, we can make that happen for Butch.
Teddy, that's it. That's it. Time just flew by today. Tell me, brother, what you got coming up? Anything?
No, just kind of taking it easy unless something does happen. But, you know, I tell you, like March the 5th up there in Rockwood, Tennessee at the Rockwood High School so far. And like I said, I got some other things. People are talking to me, but they just haven't confirmed them. So as soon as we confirm them, you know, we'll let them know.
One other thing, too. We've been talking about winning prizes. Starts next week. Make sure you subscribe right down below. If you subscribe down there, you have a chance to win. And I'm telling you, these aren't just small prizes. We have small, medium, large, and some wow prizes. You want to make sure you're subscribed. Right, Teddy?
Exactly. That's the only way you can get them.
And it's the only way. All right. I'm Mac Davis. That is WWE Hall of Famer Teddy Long.
Holler.